I want all of our viewers to ask themselves, where in your life do you feel that you may have control issues? Let's just start right there. Where in your life do you feel that you have anxiety, pressure, the need to perform, the need to get everyone in your line, in your frame, according to your schedule? Where do you find that you get upset the most? Those are the areas where we're gonna find the tikkun of control is most prevalent. One of the things that we learn in Kabbalah is the only control we have is over our own reactive nature. That's the only free will. It's actually a mind-blowing concept to think, actually, who you're gonna marry is not in your control. What career you're gonna have is not even in your control. A lot of the aspects of our lives are already predestined. How we get there and when we get there all depends on if I'm passing my tests. So when I feel the need to control someone or control something or control my children or control my family or control my relationship or control my career, control my company, yes, I need to work hard. I need to manifest. I need to make sure I put in my time and my energy. But in the back of my mind, I need to know that how things truly end up depends on if I'm accessing the light, and then the light is in control. You are only in control of your consciousness and your reactive nature. What do you think, Marcus? What would you add to the tikkun of control?
I think most people will consider the question whether they're controlling under the banner of control freak. The fact that we're ambitious and desiring and driven and want to feel like we're in charge of our own destiny, we're masters of our own ship, clearly means that we have control issues. We want to make sure that we are successful, we're happy, and we're in control of those outcomes. So the control freak is the extreme version of that. The control freak, unquestionably, is the person who micromanages. In fact, the control freak is the one who has the least control, because he or she is obsessive, is smothering, is strangling others, is micromanaging, is overreacting to things that are out of his or her control. So the question of control for me comes down to this dilemma as to whether it is a desire for control or the need for control. The desire for control is healthy, is powerful, is light-filled, is soulful.
Meaning you want to be in control of your life.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, which is a great thing, because otherwise, what's in control? You're out of control.
Absolutely. The creator's in control, so why shouldn't I want that?
Right. Your ego's in control, right? Which means disaster and chaos. But the need for control, that obsessive need for control that many of us have, that's empty. That's something which is desperate. That's something which is vacuous. That is where your ego is literally eating up every aspect of circumstances controlling you.
Basically, what we're saying is that the need for control is coming from lack.
Yeah.
It's coming from fear. It's coming from that emptiness, which is how you know that you're touching upon your tikkun.
Yeah, because it's an interesting concept that if your need for control, your fear of being out of control, your obsession to have to micromanage circumstance, what you're doing is you're literally denying the light of the creator investing itself into the success that you want, which means your brain has to manifest success, which is not gonna happen.
Right.
So the power of control comes in letting go. That's the paradox. The power of control, the gift of control, actually comes in feeling that the universal strings are gifting you more than you can manipulate.
So most people, that's the thing. So most people, and this is what Kabbalah is helping educate, a new belief system. If I let go, before Kabbalah, people thought, if I let go, who's going to take care of me? What do you mean, give and I'm going to get? Who said? But we're learning in Kabbalah that the system is perfect. If I let go of something and that belongs to me, it's coming to me. And if it's not coming to me, it means I was never meant to have it to begin with.
Yeah.
So much reassurance in that, right? And as soon as I feel bothered, you got to let go. You got to let go of trying to control that. I try to think of it sometimes as a triangle effect, and we talk about this in relationships also. It's not about me and the person. It's about me, the creator, the person, me, the creator, the person. It's about me letting go and then accessing the creator and then communicating. Creator, communicating. So every time I feel obsessive, I need to do something, I'm out of control, I must mentality, it means I'm trying to control the physical world and I need to let go and let the light in.
It's such an interesting concept because what you're saying is how do I receive? That's the ultimate question of life, right? How do I receive? How do I actually manifest outcomes or execute projects or receive more success? How do I actually get that outcome? Will never be just from your own manipulation of circumstance. It's going to be learning to let go, learning to receive, right? Most of us want to take to receive, cajole to receive. It's never going to happen. You have to let go to allow the light to bless you, to gift you. And that certainty is trust, because how do I know if I let go, I'm going to receive? But that's where the internal process starts. That internal process, the introspection, to really have the strength to know that you can exercise that muscle of control just by letting go. To exercise the muscle of control means that you're lifting your power of control if you can control your reactions to things that are out of your control.
Let's give people the certainty again and again. We're going to constantly reinforce it. Let go. Every time you feel compelled or controlled, let go and have the certainty that the Creator will be there to give you everything you need.
No, if your brain had to run your entire bodily function, every single system, you wouldn't live a second. Right? If you really had to remind yourself from a controlling place, okay, brain function, heart pump, blood roll, liver. Each one of your organs, there's no way that you would probably survive a matter of more than a few seconds. So clearly, we're not in control. There is some other force around us
and
within
us. That's running
us. That's working with us, right? So what happens in control is we negate that force and we try to overmanage the situation, and that cuts out that partnership, which delivers success.
A tool that everybody can simply use is make the Creator your partner. It's one of the most valuable tools I've learned in Kabbalah is whenever I feel maybe times are very good, things are going very well for me, I'm on a roll. It could even be in a lecture. It could even be I'm talking right now. And sometimes you get in a zone and you see things and you feel things and you're going and you start to feel good. Any moment I can get, I'm trying to say, okay, Creator, be my partner. Asking the Creator to be my partner, asking the light to be my partner, in effect, is letting go control. And every time I let go, I get more. Every time you let go, it comes back again. That's the universal law.
So if a person, for example, is a manager or in a position of leadership, the idea of control seems very healthy because, frankly, you need to deliver outcomes. You yourself have your own insecurity. Perhaps you have school fees to pay, mortgage to pay. So that sense of control, you're playing with your own success, your own stability, your job security. How do you balance intelligently control under the banner of delegation? Because delegation is a funny thing. On the one hand, the negative side takes delegation to a place where we're micromanaging under the excuse of delegating. Mm. We're actually obsessively suffocating people in our teams to drive outcomes that are of our own doing, not theirs, which diminishes the vessel of success. Versus the other extreme, it's alter ego, where you just have to let go because you're such a control freak that you have to completely abdicate responsibility. And in your mind, you say, they'll muck it up and I'll fire them later. So either way, the negative side gives you the delusion of control and it creates chaotic outcomes. The balance of control is when you can truly feel that internal journey where you say to yourself, I'm in a position now where I can't help myself but. There is no balance, there is no pause, there is no poise, there is no presence, there's no objectivity. I'm controlled by my need, my fear, my insecurity, my definition of what tomorrow's success looks like. I'm propelled by something internal, which is a small picture of my ego. And in that position to breathe, to extend the time of the ego forcing me and compelling me and controlling me to do something, the ego will control me in that situation. I'm controlled. In the delusion of me thinking I'm controlling, it's the ego controlling me.
What would you say about children?
No, it's a good question. How do you exercise control of your kids? I mean, No, it's a great question because that's the ultimate delegation, right? Your kids need you. Your ego tells you that your kids are there and fruitless and clueless unless you direct them and tell them the fruits of your wisdom. And that itself is out of control because your kids are there to teach you something. So unless you can introspect that moment and find out what your children are teaching you, which takes the ego and the need of control out, you can find the right message to deliver from a positive sense how to educate and empower and teach them in a way where they'll lift something in their life and not be smothered by your direction.
That's beautiful. And also, I remember something powerful, a message that was given to me on the path of Kabbalah is to remember that these children also don't belong to you. I mean, they were given to your right. soul for your correction process. But it's almost like the child belongs to the Creator, lent to you for your process. You're not here now to live vicariously through your children that they can do whatever you weren't able to do is to fill your own insecurity. And they're not there to allow you to have your power trip or your feeling of needing to be a great parent even. We need to be cognizant of whenever we're using our children to fill our own voids. We need to always create the space and know if the Creator wants them to be an artist, a singer, a doctor, a lawyer, we need to want what the Creator wants for them more than what we think we want for them.